All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for I, Tonya. It's directed by Craig Gillespie. The writer is Steve Rogers. The movie stars Margot Robbie, Sebastian Stan, and Allison Janney. And the synopsis is, competitive ice skater Tonya Harding rises amongst the ranks at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, but her future in the activity is thrown into doubt when her husband intervenes. So this movie is not necessarily a biopic, but what it is, if you think about something like Goodfellas, it's along that line of movie. So it's not necessarily a biopic, but it's a chronology about events in a person's life. And it's kind of a tragic figure story. So it's about Tonya Harding, the ice skater. She was popular early 90s, I believe. So the movie starts off slightly in a documentary style. There's a lot of fake interviews. So this is the actresses and actors playing the real life people. She's lower middle class. She has a pushy mom that forces her into ice skating. Her mom's also abusive. But it turns out that Tonya Harding is gifted. It kind of sets off on a trajectory where she's always not good enough. So it's an underdog story. It follows her from being a child to being a teenager to being a 20-year-old on the verge of trying to go to the Olympics. And what happened with Tonya Harding in real life is that her husband orchestrated a scheme to attack a competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, to knock her out of the running for a championship. That sets off this chain of events about who did what, who knew the plan to do that. Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding, and it's really her movie. Her performance defines this movie. Again, as I described, it's kind of like Goodfellas. So it's very snarky. There's a lot of self-awareness. There's people talking to the camera. There's other times that characters might be talking to themselves. If I really had to compare this, it's not on a level of Scorsese, but it is on a level of War Dogs. So War Dogs was directed by Todd Phillips. It has that same tone. It's a dark comedy movie. Martin Scorsese did Wolf of Wall Street. Margot Robbie was in Wolf of Wall Street along with Leonardo DiCaprio. And again, it's that tone. It is that tone, and it actually works for this movie. Is that there's a lot of tone changes. So it goes from interviews to being narrated. So the movie starts off in the 70s and progresses to the 80s and 90s. The biggest thing about Tonya Harding was that she was one of the first competitors to do a triple axel, and that allowed her to propel herself in the figure skating. The judges never respected her because they felt that she was never good enough because of her lower middle class background. And the movie, they kind of referred to her as trailer trash. So what I thought about the movie, I liked it a lot. It had a very good story. This is one of the few movies that I actually like Margot Robbie in. But she does a very good job trying to front herself up and look from the period. I thought there was a lot of good camera movement. And also, one of the negatives I have about this is that some of the dramatic events don't carry a lot of weight. There's a lot of scenes about abuse from Tonya's mother to her husband. One moment, the abuse is happening, and then the next moment, everything is normal again. So I didn't like that. If you compare that to something like Goodfellas or something like Casino, when there is violence in that movie, it is effective. In this one, it wasn't as effective. And another negative I have about this is that it goes on a little bit longer than it needed to. There's a point where the movie really should have ended, but then it goes on for a couple more scenes. If the movie had ended a little bit sooner, it would have worked a lot better. For a score, I give this a 7. I like this a lot better than War Dogs. You can find that review on the BeastGang.com website. For Martin Scorsese Lite, this movie works the same way. But again, those negatives do kind of knock from the movie. I do like Margot Robbie in this, which is great job, Margot Robbie. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at BeastGame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.